I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Do you find it hard to be thankful? Years ago in Budapest, a man went to his rabbi and complained. Life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in one room. What can I do? The rabbi thought for a while and then he said, "Take your goat into the room with you." The man was incredulous, but the rabbi insisted, "Do as I say and then come back in a week." A week later, the man comes back looking more distraught than before. "We can't stand it," he told the rabbi. "The goat is filthy." So the rabbi said to him, "Go home and let the goat out, and then come back in a week." A week later, a radiant man returned to the rabbi and he exclaimed, "Life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it now that there's no goat. Only the 9 of us." Hello, friend, and welcome to this edition of The Voice of Hope. Hopefully, you don't need to spend a week with a goat in your house to develop a thankful heart. We are in the season of the year where we think about giving thanks. Canadians celebrated their National Thanksgiving Day in October, and just a few days ago, we in the U.S. had our national observance. On today's program, we want to think about how we can be genuinely thankful for all the blessings God has given to us. Instead of our usual exposition from the Word, we've combined some selected portions of Scripture with uplifting songs of praise and worship. It's our prayer that this next half hour will call you to a deeper level of personal gratefulness to God. Right now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we share these moments together, bless my friend and me as we are encouraged to praise and worship you by your word and the music we'll enjoy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
Great God of nations, now to thee our hymn of thankfulness we raise with a humble heart and bended knee we
to this place.
I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
How big is God?
Though man may strive to go beyond the reach of space, to crawl beyond the distant limit. glimmering stars. This world's a room so small within my master's house. The open sky, but a portion of his yard.
How big is God? How big and wide is that domain? To sing his praise, these lips can only start. He's big enough.
Summer's rain. This heart grown cold will warm and throb with life anew. The Master's touch will bring the glow again.
How big is God? How big and wide is that so?
Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light.
I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory sing praises to thee among the nations, for thy steadfast love is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, let thy glory be.
exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God, be exalted.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Ooh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first began.
Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. My friend, were you blessed by today's program? If so, we invite you to respond. Perhaps you have a question or a testimony or a comment about something you heard. We would welcome your feedback. The easiest way for you to contact us is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or by calling us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or you can mail your comment to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. To review today's program or to listen to previous programs, you may log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen when it's convenient for you. And there are also links there to help you learn more about the ministries of Heralds of Hope. If you want to connect with us on social media, just search for Heralds of Hope and follow us on our various social media platforms. Now, once again, you may contact us by email at this address, hope heraldsofhope.org. By mail, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. We also invite you to help support this ministry financially by donating online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. You can also mail your gift to The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. We depend on God's grace accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support to enable The Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Your donation will make an eternal difference in someone's life today. Now, friend, I hope you'll join me next week for The Voice of Hope as we return to our series, Growing Families God's Way. And until we meet again, remember,
the love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high you can't get over it. So deep you can't get under it. So wide you can't get around it. Oh, wonderful Lord. The joy of Jesus is so wonderful. The joy of Jesus is so wonderful. The joy of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful joy.